So what about here in town? I mean, how did you see, I mean, the population change? I mean, the town changed over the years and the demographic here. So can you describe that to me a little bit from the time you came into town to, you know, throughout your...
I don't know where it came from. Increasingly, I'd have people applying for a job at the Stowe Reporter, and they'd be bright young people out of Boston and New York. And I couldn't take any of them on. And finally they'd say, well, you know, maybe what we ought to do is go to Montpelier and establish a new agency for something. And they were establishing all kinds of do-good organizations in Montpelier. And this whole group of people, I don't know what you would call them. I better not make any suggestions. I think began to take over. And you now have Bernie Sanders and... we'll just let it go at that.
But so you say in the 1960s.
I think these, what would you, they weren't, I was a flatlander too. I'll never be a mountain person because I wasn't born here. I mean, or my parents weren't born here. I mean, it goes so far back.
Right.
But somehow the population did change, and I don't really know how it all started, really. Where it came from, and it's certainly gotten progressively more so with Sanders commands majority votes on everything he does.
Right.
I don't know where it came from, but Vermont has certainly turned into a very liberal state. There's no question about that. I would say the most so in the country.
Yeah.